It's 7:45. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. The FBI's latest crime statistics show New Mexico again ranks among the most dangerous states. The FBI report released Monday shows the rates of violent crime and property crime in the state increased in 2017. New Mexico ranked first in the country for burglary and robbery and second in the country for motor vehicle theft behind Alaska, an improvement from 2016. The same report shows that violent crime and murder rates are declining nationally for the first time since 2014. Gun safety advocates are applauding a decision by Albuquerque's mayor to end a 10-year-old police shooting championship sponsored by the National Rifle Association. Ross Brown with Public News Service reports.
Per a contract obligation, the event will go on as usual September 24th through the 26th, but next year it will have to find a new home. Miranda Viscoli with the group New Mexicans to Prevent Gun Violence says Albuquerque police have been involved in multiple shooting deaths in recent years, and she believes the shooting championship is insensitive to those who have lost family members.
The NRA is an extremist organization that promotes racism, fear-mongering, and violence. And also, we shouldn't be using our city resources to help fund their events. There is no reason why we should be giving the NRA a dime.
The NRA has held the event in Albuquerque since 2007, but Mayor Tim Keller argued that the city needs to spend money on fighting crime, especially gun violence. I'm Roz Brown.
Allegations involving Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh has raised a variety of questions and a debate about how to handle the investigation. Some thoughts from commentator Peter Goodman.
Christine Blasey Ford, Brett Kavanaugh. When Anita Hill testified that Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas had sexually harassed her, our law firm felt like two worlds. The other lawyers, mostly male, believed Thomas. Secretaries, mostly female, believed Ms. Hill, as did I, and knew why her testimony mattered. Times have changed, but 11 Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee may not have. All 11 men. Ford says that Kavanaugh, then 17 to her 15, tried to rape her, but was too drunk. Trump says that if that were true, she'd have reported it. But I've known many women who were permanently traumatized by bad conduct the man responsible might have forgotten. They didn't report it for various good reasons. Back then, Ford might not even have understood she was a crime victim, or imagine any male cop would listen. Kavanaugh denies any such thing happened. The third person present, Mark Judge, alternately denies the incident and denies recalling it. But he's a joke. He says the nice Catholic boys they were then would never do such things. But he's written two memoirs saying those same boys lusted after girls from nearby schools and drank themselves into stupors at parties. One memoir mentions a Bart O'Kavanaugh who passes out drunk, then throws up in a car. He's written of, quote, the wonderful beauty of uncontrollable male passion, unquote. I'd love to cross-examine that clown. Ford and Kavanaugh will testify under oath. I don't know who's telling the truth. But not reporting it back then doesn't hurt Ford's credibility now. Having passed a lie detector test suggests she's telling the truth. So does speaking up, when doing so clearly would cause her trouble, and has already evoked threats on her life so serious that she's had to move out of her home. And she's the one suggesting a full investigation by the FBI, which could mean jail for her if she's lying. Ford's testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee should be powerful evidence, the sworn testimony of a sane and careful woman who's passed a polygraph. Judge's writings help, describing an atmosphere in which such conduct would have been quite normal. Kavanaugh will either say that he never did such a thing and never got so drunk he couldn't recall his conduct, or that he recalls no such thing and can't imagine he'd have done such a thing. Unless something in her words or manner strongly undermines her credibility, Ford's testimony will be the stronger evidence. The FBI might then investigate. Someone might invite Kavanaugh to take a polygraph test, and he should jump at that chance if he's confident in his story. A fair observer might conclude that if his conduct at 17 didn't disqualify him from the court, committing perjury at 53 should. Plus, who wants a Supreme Court on which 22% of the justices have had credible sex harassment or assault allegations against them?
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of KRWG or NMSU.